it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's hear more about the drawdown now from our nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy joins us now. He's our White House correspondent. Stephen, good morning again. So I guess this is going to be, what, the third drawdown in recent months?
Perhaps. Look, the president said in March that he was going to take as much as 180 million barrels out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he's essentially completing that drawdown. Today he's going to have a speech about his efforts to keep gas prices stabilized. The latest release is 15 million more barrels, so that takes it from 165 million to 180 million, again, completing the drawdown that the president announced 6 months ago. But aides say that additional releases are possible this winter. Those decisions will be driven by market forces, by global supply, and remember, OPEC Plus announced this month that it would be cutting its combined output by 2 million barrels a day. So the suggestion has been made that Joe Biden, who's already used the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to an unprecedented degree, may continue to do so.
Yeah, and the levels in that reserve are the lowest that they've ever been. I mean, you wonder how much lower they can go.
Well, lowest that they've been since the supply was built, right? So remember, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was established in the mid-1970s by Congress in response to the oil embargoes that the country faced in the 1970s. The idea was to create a reserve in salt tanks so that America would have its own supply of oil in the event of essentially being cut off from the rest of the world. What Joe Biden has done is he has drawn about a third of the supply, maybe more than that now at this point, to offset the price of gasoline and really offset a cut in supply, or what the president believes should be greater supply in the market. And Republican critics say that that was not what Congress intended this to be used for. The White House says that with roughly 400 million barrels still in the stockpile, that America can weather any kind of emergency. But the president is talking about continuing those to draw down from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and only replenishing it when oil prices drop much further than they so far have.
Stephen Portnoy, you brought back memories of the gas lines back in the 1970s. Some of us remember those all too well. Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.